With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
As you will have heard, Ireland is not going to be competing in the Eurovision, nor is the Irish state broadcaster RTE going to be broadcasting the Eurovision. This is after RTE made the decision to pull out because of Israel's involvement. That was something that a number of people had been pushing for in advance of the decision, including former Eurovision winner Charlie McGettigan, who is with us this morning. Charlie, it's obviously, I assume, from your perspective, a victory because it was something that you wanted to see happen. What does it achieve?
Well, for a start off, it draws attention to the situation in Gaza, because we haven't been hearing an awful lot from Gaza since the ceasefire, or the so-called ceasefire, or whatever it is, because foreign journalists haven't been allowed in there. I think I've been sort of on the case of this for a number of years now. Certainly since the Gaza genocide happened. But before that, even, you know, when the last time Israel won the Eurovision, I remember watching a newsreel, piece on the television, and they were celebrating the win, you know, quaffing champagne, Netanyahu and red spirits, etc. And an hour earlier, 60 Palestinian people had been shot dead at a peaceful protest beside one of the walls there. And, you know, I thought that was so callous. And, you know, how could you be? And I've been to Israel and I've been to Palestine. And, you know, when you cross over that border from Israel into Palestine, you're suddenly almost in a third world country. The facilities aren't as good. They have power cuts. They have water shortages. This is now 10 or 15 years ago. So it's been an ongoing conflict. Maybe not. Obviously, it escalated into something dreadful, you know, after the October. And I don't condone in any way the Hamas attack and the resulting deaths in that. But the ceasefire has come. I don't see any expressions of remorse from the Israeli government.
But sorry, Charlie, can I just check then? From your perspective, you would have wanted Israel boycotted before the Gaza conflict.
Yeah. Because, you know, it was an ongoing, you know, nobody recognized it. We in Ireland didn't even recognize the state of Palestine. You know, the bits of information that we received, you know, and the new settlements, you know, happening, and they're eating into the Palestinian area. You know, and I watched a number of television programs, read a lot about it, you know, particularly the Louis Theroux one, where he interviewed, you know, Palestinian soldiers, he interviewed Jewish people who are in these settlements. And it just seemed a bizarre situation. And then, of course, after October 23rd, that awful day, you know, and, you know, it was like killing a flea with a sledgehammer, you know, the way they...
But Charlie, is there a... if you were eager to see Israel be boycotted for its policies generally before the war started in Gaza, does that not raise questions about Hungary? Does it not raise questions about the UK and remand without trial back in the day? Do we not begin to become the moral arbiters of the planet?
Well, yeah, to a certain extent. If you look back on the history of music in politics, it goes right back to the 1940s with people like Woody Guthrie. you know, in the 50s and 60s, Pete Seeger, Bob Dylan, Joan Baez. You know, here in our own country then, we had a fantastic protest movement at the time of the they wanted to build a nuclear power station at Clanshoe Point, led by people like Christy Moore. You know, so music and politics has always been intermingled in my life, anyway.
Well, except that this is the intermingling of the music, not music and politics, but music and the state. Woody Guthrie and Bob Dylan were individuals who gave voice to a grassroots movement. In this instance, this is a state-supported, taxpayer-funded broadcaster making a political choice. Is that the same?
Yeah, well, I think it's a good thing, yeah. It more or less is. You know, it is all about the entertainment business, you know, whether you're a newscaster or whether you're a broadcaster, whether you're a musician in the RTE Light Orchestra, if you're a journalist working for RTE. The National Union of Journalists literally wanted this as well, you know. They had made inroads into RTE to try and get Israel barred from Eurovision.
So how do they get back in?
Yeah, well, you know, so many things, as somebody, an interview doing yesterday preceded the interview with a song called What's Another Year by Johnny Logan, and they always say a week is a long time in politics. A year could see a huge difference if, for example, the Netanyahu regime was taken out of power, and there was, you know, there was more visibility in what's happening in the so-called ceasefire. We don't know what's going on there, you know. And it's a mammoth task. The whole thing of it needs some huge positive directions into redress what has actually been happening, you know, over the last 2 to 3 years, you know. So
I suppose people would say, though, Charlie, that'll be very difficult to delineate if we're there. How will we know if we have sufficient transparency to say now it is okay for Ireland to return to the Eurovision? Can we do it with the Netanyahu government still in place? Can RTE predicate the decision on an Irish return on who's in government in Israel?
Well, in my opinion, they shouldn't. You know, with the present regime installed, I don't think we should go back on. You know, but I mean, they haven't even apologized for what's happened. You know, they've shown no remorse whatsoever.
But presumably, you wouldn't ever expect them to, would you?
I would. Yeah, I would. If Ireland was...
No, not saying whether or not they should, but do you ever believe it was a realistic prospect that Israel would apologise?
Well, I think so, yeah. I don't see why not.
Well, if you want to get in touch, 53106 at a cost of 30 cents, 087 1400 106. Charlie McGettigan, thank you so much.
Thanks, Anton.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.